I'm joined by Leon Hunter, Agronomy Service Manager for Syngenta, who covers the Eastern Midwest. Leon, what should growers keep in mind as they make their weed management plan for 2020?
They should keep the basic principles of our weed management for resistance in mind as they look at this. First thing is they should diversify their weed management program to include multiple things, including cover crop, in-row cultivation, and crop rotation. They should also look at managing the row spacings when possible, use narrow rows. Additionally, they should use a two-pass approach at full-label herbicides, using a pre- and a post-herbicide.
Right.
And then they should choose herbicides with multiple effective sites of action with overlapping residuals.
Absolutely. And maybe most importantly, start clean, right?
You got to start clean. You start
it, right.
Behind the ditch you're going to be digging up for a while.
That's exactly right. Okay, so tell me more about the herbicide programs that you'd use.
If I was going to be using a program here, I would definitely include full labeled rates, and I would encourage individuals to use products like Lumax Easy, Alexar Easy, followed by a post-emergence application herbicide like Icuron, Icuron Flexi, or Halix GT. And if you're in soybeans, I would definitely use something like Boundary 6.5 EC, Broadax XC, or Prefix, followed by the appropriate post-emergence herbicide like Tavium Plus Vapor Grip Technology or FlexStar GT 3.5.
And if you're going to do all this, you better do it right. Right, Leon?
That's for sure. And be sure you use the right application equipment for the herbicide program that you're selecting.
Thank you, Leon. That was Leon Hunter with Syngenta sharing recommendations on how to take back control of your weeds next season. Always read and follow label instructions. Acuron Lexar EZ, Lumax EZ, and Tavium Plus Vapor Grip Technology are restricted use pesticides. Vapor Grip is used under license from Monsanto Technology, LLC.